and this is my time.
Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. Where I came back, settled down, was where they put me in the ground. This is my town.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 425 Show, your place to be for all things real estate and lifestyle related here on the East Side. I'm your host, Nicole Mangina with Windermere Real Estate. So excited to chat with you guys today. We've got some phenomenal experts here. You are going to love what they have to share with you today. But I just wanted to put a little plug in. The market, it's a little squirrely right now, but it is moving for both buyers and sellers. So if you have questions about real estate, do not hesitate to reach out. You can always find me via email, Nicole@NicoleMangina.com. I am happy to either answer your questions personally or connect you with the correct expert for whatever it is you've got going on. So without further ado, I'm excited to welcome our guests this morning. How are you, ladies?
Fabulous.
Yay. Yeah, we have, yeah, absolutely. We've got Denise and Vlasta here with us with Simplify Experts and the authors of Declutter and Thrive. So we've got some great organizational tips for you today, but you guys have, I keep saying you guys, and I was talking about that before the show, you're ladies, lovely ladies, you ladies have a specialty with your organization that I think is so important and relevant. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Our niche market is those with attention deficit disorder.
Right.
So that's our jam. There's a high correlation between people who have attention deficit disorder and chronic disorganization.
Sure.
I'm one of 25 master trainers in the world in chronic disorganization, and that's defined by three things. So you've struggled with disorganization for a very long time to the point that it has a negative effect upon your life on a daily basis.
Right.
So you're more than just the person that spends an hour a day looking for lost items. It's much more. You are losing well over a week of your life per year looking for lost items. And then self-help attempts have failed. It's you've hit that flooded, overwhelmed. And with brain-based conditions, attention deficit disorder or depression and anxiety. And then there's all sorts of continuums there. That correlation is so much more pervasive.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this is a relevant topic, whether you or someone in your family has been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder or not. The reality is we just have a lot going on, and everybody does, right? I mean, we live in a distracted world.
Huge. The white noise of life is so loud. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's just the emails are constant. Your texts are like, we don't have that quiet space. And I think that's why meditation and things have become so appealing is just because how are we going to quiet our minds?
Right. And I think it's more than that, too. Like, I can physically feel it when we've got a lot going on and we're kind of like, what? Just hanging on by a thread, right? It's like your shoulders are tense. You're just a little anxious. I think it also then, when things are like that, it's hard to then see the options available, right? I was going through that with the boys last night. Actually, we used one of your tips, actually, which was great because you ladies came over to our house and kind of did a walkthrough, you know, for us, because we've got our boys and we've got a lot going on. And it was like, okay, what are some things that we can do, right? And one of our sons was like, well, hey, can I do this on Thursday? Well, okay, here's the 18 other things that have to happen in that 3-hour time span. So that may not work, you know, because one of the tips you had was to do a weekly calendar.
I wanted to make your time much more visual in your home.
Exactly.
You relied on your digital clock in your kitchen only.
Yes.
And when there's attention deficit disorder in the home, time is much more fluid.
Yes.
And with the plethora of cell phones now, no one's wearing watches anymore. And there's so many distractions. Time awareness is a struggle.
It is. Well, and it helped me to really see, you know, our boys are in middle school and high school. So they have more going on, but it's also, you know, when you're in elementary school, the homework is, here's this worksheet, turn it in tomorrow, right? And it's a very, like, back and forth.
Transactional.
Mm-hmm. And then you get into middle school and high school, and it's like, you know, here's this assignment. It's actually due in 4 days or 2 weeks or whatever. And you have different teachers, and it all overlaps. And then there's sports. And as parents, we're the thinking, you know, we get frustrated with our kids of like, well, this is due on Thursday, but you have stuff on Tuesday and Wednesday. Why can't you figure out that Monday is the night to do your homework? Because they don't know, right? And even if we've told them, they don't have any visual context. So doing that calendar was so helpful. I actually was going over it with Ryan this morning so he could see how his week laid out and the things he wanted to get done over and above his sports. And he could see his free days, his long days. And that was such a powerful tip for us to be able to do that with him. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And with ADHD kids or ADHD adults, anyway, their concept of time is now and not now. So if something is due right now, they can really hyper-focus and get it done.
Yes.
But if something's done in 2 weeks, or due in 2 weeks, I should say, it doesn't exist. I struggle with that with my son all the time.
Yes.
Like you said, assignments that are due 4 days from now or a week from now.
Yes.
And same with adults. And that's why so many things fall off.
The radar, for sure. They're up till midnight the night before. And,
right.
But that visual piece has been huge. So
exactly.
Thank you for that tip, because that made a big difference. And it was one of those, like, I probably should have been able to figure that out as a parent, but I just didn't. It didn't occur to me.
Time,
I'm like,
right?
I told you.
Yeah.
Isn't that good enough? Really, right? Isn't that how we all parent? Don't make me tell you again. But I guess I will.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. And when one person is just really managing the house more than others, then they can feel like they fall into the nag role.
Right.
So to put it on a calendar and to dump it out of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So a brain dump is an amazing tool for those. Like, just because, you know, I have the dentist next week. I need to start flossing a lot more. And like, did I Venmo that thing? Oh, I'm going to a wedding this weekend. Oh, I should drop on my dry cleaning. Like, I mean, that's just peripheral stuff besides just, can I get to work on time kind of thing. So, like, all of those little things, again, we need to drop them in one place. And then the tough part for ADHD is prioritization. So, perhaps you need an accountability partner on that. And when you have ADD, we say a stubby list, which is we only want, like, your top five on your task list for the day.
Got it.
And
otherwise, it's just too much.
Right.
Five is flooding you, then we move to three.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. but, and to be able to push through and accomplish those is
right.
Huge. What victory.
It is huge. And I'm a big believer also in, I think all of us put way too much on our to-do list.
Yes.
Right. I was laughing with my mother-in-law about this one time because they were getting ready to go on a trip. And all of a sudden, like the day before, she's got to reorganize her closet. She's got to like can all these things in the fridge. And she's laughing. Right. I mean, she's in her 70s. She's been at this a while. She's like, why do I do this to myself? Right.
Uh-huh.
And so we're not always good when we're busy and stressed about there's really only three or five things that really need to be done and are the worthwhile things to do. The rest of it's kind of a bunch of junk we tend to throw on our list.
And it's still important. But
it's important. And if you got to it, it's great. But really, the world is not going to change if you get to this thing or not. Right. So that ability to just consciously each day make choices about this is the stuff that's going to move me forward. It's going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think makes a huge difference.
And Denise has clients that she checks in with on a weekly basis.
Yes.
So they help them put together that list of what are you going to accomplish this week?
Yes.
Right? And
why
are those things important? Whether it's getting through bills, making an appointment with your financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, whatever it might be. And then, you know, a week later, she'll check in with the client and see how did it go and what other strategies can we put in place to make that happen.
And I think that's great because, you know, we all want to think organization is a one and done thing. It's really not. It's a process, right?
If you have kids, you can, you can do a huge declutter every 6 months just with the changing of clothing and toys and you know, there's always incoming. The average American home for four people mm-hmm. has 300,000 items.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, each of those items needs, you need to find a place for it. You need to take care of it.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I was telling you before the show, I was inspired because I knew you were coming on the show today. So I spent the weekend at the Container Store.
Nice.
Very proud of myself. And I bought drawer organizers. I called it, it's the drawer of doom, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the junk drawer in our kitchen. So I did that. I did my bathroom drawer and then both of the boys and stuff. Okay. And that was great. But I think we, of the 300,000 items, I think 200,000 of them were birthday candles. So I can outfit the whole town. I'm like, why do we have all these? And of course, they're so far back there. That's why we kept buying them, because we were pretty sure we didn't have any.
Yes. Right. You can use that 1 in 6 and make 16 now.
Exactly.
But so, that happens all the time. We find things with clients, right? Oh, there's the digital camera. We bought a new one because we couldn't find it.
Right.
Or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So clients end up buying things over and over again. Of course, that increases the clutter and the volume. And
exactly.
They still can't find what they need.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But it was great, right? When we got those drawers organized, we did get rid of some things, but there's actually more space in the drawer.
Yeah.
So that's a golden rule. Mm-hmm. 80% is full for your, my only caveat is fill your gas tank all the way up.
Oh.
But you, all your closets, all your drawers, your file drawers, everything needs swing space. And that 20% that isn't full gives you that viewability to see things so much faster and retrieve them. So we get organized because inherently we're a little bit lazy and we just want things where we want it, when we want it.
Right.
Yeah. So, and to use that visual concept kind of to be able to grasp something quickly is so important.
Right. Yeah. Perfect. Right. Awesome. Yeah. And if you are out there listening thinking, this is me, I need help, Denise and Vlasta are amazing. And make sure you go to the website after the show, NicoleMangina.com/podcast. We will have all of their contact information on there. So that, because I think everybody needs this. You know, you don't need to have ADD to benefit from this.
No,
for sure.
No, just life is loud.
Yes.
And how do you come home to your home and like be able to relax and rejuvenate?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got 300,000 items before you've hit your bedroom,
right,
just blocking the way. And it's so funny how quickly we become clutter blind.
Yes.
Where we don't see the piles or something. And in that complimentary assessment with clients, just by having the eyes of a stranger and very gentle kind of, wow.
You were very lovely when you came to the house. There was no like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So
no judgment. It's
a great 1 hour strategy walkthrough
to
talk about what the volume is. You know, maybe you're not using your space well ergonomically.
Right.
And perhaps you have a huge dining room hutch and you're a crafter and your crafts everywhere. Well, let's move those dishes out of your dining room hutch because you don't entertain there and make it a craft space so things can be put away and different things. Like, I mean, so you can think kind of some different ideas or modify your home so that you love it more and it energizes you.
Which is great. Speaking of the crafting, brings me to your book.
Yes.
Declutter and Thrive. We will also have a link to this on the website after the show, NicoleMangina.com/podcast, because this book is genius for all of the tips, but also because you break it down into the different personality types of the different ways we acquire clutter, right? Because somebody might be thinking, oh, this doesn't apply to me. Chances are it does. It just applies in a different way to you. So you've got it broken down into, I think, 6 different personality types, right?
So over the 12 years that we've been organizing, we've noticed that there's some big commonalities.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people who really struggle with paper.
Right.
I've been in a client's home that had 4 rooms of paper up to my shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Was 5 years behind in income tax, and the IRS was coming in 4 days. So, like, that's acute.
That is.
And we...
Some people just have piles of unopened mail, and there might be checks in there that they're not thinking about.
Yes.
And then they just get overwhelmed by it all, and they just recycle it. It's old.
We find money daily. We help people. We find old retirement statements that they forgot to roll over. I found $24,000 cash in a room. I found $93,000 checks.
Wow.
I mean, just So
it's like the lottery.
Disorganizations.
You buy a ticket and win $1.6 billion today, or you can have Denise
open
and
your
Blast
mail,
to come over.
And there's a good chance there's some money hiding in there. It might come from the insurance company. Maybe you overpaid a doctor and they refund you, and it just looks like an EOB, and you don't even realize it.
There
I tell
go.
My girlfriends this all the time, and then I get texts, and they say, I just found a check for so-and-so's.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
All right.
So not opening your mail can really bite you. So I opened a ton. Well, I flew to LA this weekend. I had a client in LA. Just she kept asking me for referrals. I kept telling her people, and she's like, "No, I think I want you."
You'll have Denise. They love Denise.
Well, you're getting into people's space. It is personal.
It is very
and a little
personal.
Uncomfortable. So and once you're comfortable with someone, I totally get you're Miguel.
It's a privilege to be in your space, and we're very gentle, but we've got the people that struggle with paper. We have the power shoppers, you just keep shopping because that's where you get a little thrill, and then you don't know where to put all the bags when you get home.
Right.
So you have people who are caregivers who maybe are. Supporting children with special needs, or the aging adults, or sometimes both, or aging parents, and your life, everything's put on hold.
Right.
And then your home becomes a shambles.
Yes.
And you're caring for everybody else. You can be easily distracted. And again, that sometimes has a correlation with ADHD. Sometimes it can be hormones, all sorts of different things. But let's bring down your white noise. The overburdened employee. So you're getting to work early when it's quiet, hoping you can get more work done. You're distracted all day. All of a sudden, it's 7, 8. You're bringing work home. You just don't feel productive or efficient whatsoever.
Right.
That's a tough one.
I think that's probably a lot of people. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Yeah. I mean, I love, and my guess is everybody can see themselves in at least one of these. If you're not sure, the book has a quiz, because I love taking quizzes. So it'll help you. And then there are chapters specific to each of the types with specific organizational tips for that type of disorganization. So it's really well put together. I got a lot of great things out of this book.
Fabulous.
So yeah, thank you. So yes, again, we'll have that on the website with all of the information, NicoleMangina.com/podcast after the show. So, great. So what are some of the funnest projects that you have worked on with doing your organization?
Wow. I feel like we empower clients on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. I think you
and
really do.
Yeah. I mean, so the hugs are pretty awesome. And
yeah, great.
A lot of hugs and high fives.
Yeah. And sometimes just helping people prioritize So I was doing a kind of a FaceTime call with someone, and we were getting they just moved into a new house, and they're fearful of budgeting and trying to figure out how to pay for all these things. And they've just found out they have a new roof. So so we brought everything to light and kind of created out a timeline of their budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be helpful. It's all about control. It just,
So it's so lovely when you see a client's stress level go down visually.
Right.
You know, like you feel that, you know, for someone like that, you know, the finances are so overwhelming. And then when you see their stress level, just like, okay, I got this. I could do this.
Yes.
I love working with busy families, with moms with kids, and, you know, the kind of the caregiver type who does everything for everybody else. And then things get overwhelming and maybe they don't spend time for themselves. And getting a professional organizer in is a form of self-care sometimes.
Absolutely.
For folks, right? And they, you know, sometimes the little kids come home and they're like, oh, it's Surprise Friday, and they see how everything is lovely. Their rooms are organized. And
oh, I love it.
Yeah. And so it's great to see that.
And it's so nice to have a relationship with someone like you when clients are considering downsizing. And
right.
So we can get all their paperwork together for capital to help offset capital gains.
Yes.
But also just 30 years of stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to be a pack rat to have a lot of stuff if you've been in your house for any period of time.
Right, right. All the closets are shaken. Yeah. I mean, it may not be in the physical spaces that you could see, but
right, it's
but
there.
Those drawers are just hanging on by a thread.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the older folks get, the harder it is to part with things for some reason. And so sometimes having a pro in there just helps give people a different perspective on the physical items. And
right.
Go, you know what? You're right. That was a long time ago. And that part of my life is done. And and we can let go of that now. And that makes them feel comfortable moving forward.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
That's awesome. And I think, you know, it's interesting because when you are good at organization, you know, it's just like everybody, we all have our gifts, right? When
yes.
you go to organization, it's easy for you.
Right.
But for a lot of other people, it's not. That's been one of the most fascinating things for me about having children is, you know, there's so many things that you realize you actually are taught. Mm-hmm. They're not innate things,
yes.
right? Like we just talked about earlier in the show with the whole homework thing of how come you can't figure out that Monday's your day, even though it's not due till Thursday, right?
Yes.
I distinctly remember it, our oldest son, Alex, when he was two, I think, and really starting to walk and run around, to watch him learn how to jump. It took him forever to learn how to jump, and it never occurred to me that that was a separate trait that had to be learned.
Right.
And to watch him, like, try and do it, and nothing happened, and then he finally went airborne, I thought, that's amazing. That is a big life lesson to realize there are things that have to be taught, and organization is one of those.
Definitely.
So our job is to transfer organizational skills.
Yeah.
So we move through clients pretty quickly because there's a lot of job security and clutter.
I can imagine.
But so we want to transfer systems and make it as simple as possible so it's really easy to maintain. So
right.
that's a huge key component.
It's big.
And
yeah.
in the ADHD world, which is our niche, then we want to make it more visual.
Right.
But we want to add some fun components so you don't get bored because organization can be very tedious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of that ADHD diagnosis is that you struggle with organization.
Yeah, it's hard. I know I struggle with it in the sense that I'm really good with, like, I can dump everything out and I can throw away all the stuff I don't need. Then I'm not really sure how to put it back together.
Right.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, when everybody else does it, it looks cooler than when I do it.
Well, and that's where people can get flooded. And so
right.
they've pulled everything out of their hall closet and dumped everything out. They may have tossed some things or made a decision on a few things, but clutter's postponed decisions. I'm not sure what to do with this. It sits, and then people are stepping over it. It may get crushed, or it all just gets jammed back into the closet.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you're seeing yourself in this.
And there's so much that you can do in 3 hours with another person to keep you kind of motivated and going. A lot of our clients, they do get started on the process of emptying, and then they're like,
And then your attention span is kind of done.
Right, exactly. That's about as much as you got. But if you have someone there, an accountability partner, to help you kind of go get through it, and then obviously also four hands are get more done than two. So So just
typically what you get done with an organizer in 3 hours would take you 12 on your own.
Yeah,
I believe it.
And you know, and Vlasta brought up decision fatigue a bit. So clutter's postponed decisions, and as an average person, we make 35,000 decisions a day. Like, no wonder your brain's just exhausted.
Right.
So,
right.
And here we are kind of asking you about delayed decisions. So by someone physically there with you, an accountability partner, an energy person, and then we haul away the donations. So it's beautifully clean. So we see clients hit decision fatigue about 2 hours and 45 minutes into our sessions.
I believe it.
So we keep them to 3 hours so that you can a glass of water and you may be yourself after the session.
Yeah. And oftentimes we'll be like, are you okay? You know, do you need to go get a power bar, get a glass of water? People just need like 5 minutes and then, you know, and then they can go for another hour. But
it's fascinating to me how emotional stuff like that ends up being
sometimes
and the effect it can have on you.
Right.
So, yeah.
We'll take naps.
Yeah, afterwards. I believe it. But, you know, it's funny. The same thing happens in looking at houses. There's something about, you just bought a house. I don't know if you experienced this too, but probably you go something about 5-6 houses and people are exhausted. You're just like mentally tired from going through and having, I think, process it all and kind of organize it in your brain. And we usually laugh about it because there's a point usually at which you have like this living room with that backyard, that, you know, you've kind of mixed all the houses
together. It's true.
You got to be able to kind of organize it in your brain of like which ones are in.
That's why you need the expert there with you to help you make sense of it all.
Yeah, we have a good time with it.
Yes.
So as an organizer, when we were looking for homes, I did have a clipboard and I was charting things out. I love my lists.
I know, and I love the people like you because I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's a good
Just, like the flow, backyard a little small. Not sure that this laundry room has the flow ergonomics, and like laundry is important.
Yes.
Yeah, that is one of the most fascinating things for me, actually, with real estate, especially with buyers, is just watching their process and the things that are their hot buttons, but as they talk through the process, how they articulate it and what matters to them. It's fascinating to me. I love going through that with clients.
Yeah, and I think that's where there's such a common thread because on that complimentary assessment, just really, what do you love about your home? Mm-hmm. What really feels good? What spaces are, what's working?
Yeah.
But what's not? Because we're not going to, like, focus on what's working because you're
working.
Great. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, right. Yeah.
But, that's perfect. And what's your website? If people want to find you, what's the easiest way to find you?
SimplifyExperts.com.
Perfect.
Yes.
SimplifyExperts.com. There you go. Yeah. So awesome. Oh, go ahead.
Speaking of real estate, I just wanted to mention that we do help people pack and unpack.
Oh, great.
Because a lot of times we'll be helping clients declutter and they'll mention, oh, this, we're, you know, we're planning a move. And so it kind of evolves into, well, we can bring in packing supplies and we can help you put everything in boxes and get it ready for the movers. And then on the other end, we can get folks unpacked and get things organized in a very practical way that works for them.
Oh, that is awesome. That's such a huge help.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today, ladies.
What a pleasure.
Super
Thanks
fun.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the great tips. Again, you got to get this book, Declutter and Thrive. My guess is you are one of these personality types, even if you think you're not. Maybe have a friend take it for you and they'll tell you what kind of personality type you have. You probably got some clutter in there somewhere. Thanks for joining us this week. We will see you next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.